Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, where, let me say this, the NBA Finals could get a little bit more interesting. And you're probably wondering what in the heck I'm talking about. Golden State's up 3-1, and this thing is probably pretty much over. Not so fast. If Draymond Green gets suspended, could the Cavs win a Game 5 on the road? That's the question. NHL playoffs? San Jose's not done yet either, man. And I'll tell you what, I love the fight in that group. Major League Baseball, full throttle, we got it all going. I'm sitting there watching the Cleveland Indians, Jeff's team, on Saturday night, play a baseball game against the Angels, and a big letdown, man. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. All things considered, Cavaliers have a big letdown in the fourth quarter on Friday night. They got to get one on the road on Monday, but champions have to fight, and champions prevail. Let's see if the Cavaliers have it in them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, Monday night, the scene of that Game 5 and questions to be answered about Draymond Green and that suspension potentially after a late altercation with LeBron James. We'll get into that on the other side. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all want our lawns to be lush and green, but in many places, water is in short supply. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about watering without wasting right after this.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home and style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
No matter how you water your lawn and gardens, it's important not to waste this valuable resource. Whether you control the sprinklers manually or you have a timer, be sure they run just long enough to dampen the area. You have water running off the lawn, you're running them too long. Time of day is also important. Watering at night can promote disease because the leaves of the plants stay soaked overnight. If you water at midday, most of the water evaporates before it does any good. So the ideal time is early in the morning before the temperatures start to rise. The adjustment of sprinklers is also important so that you're watering the lawn instead of the street. So check the pattern of any in-ground sprinkler heads that you may have. If you use movable sprinklers, take note of the positions in the yard where they are the most accurate. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
LeBron, you had words with Draymond and Steph. What kind of got you going, and what were you saying to them?
Nothing that get me going. You know, Draymond just, you know, he said something that I don't agree with. You know, I'm all cool with the competition. I'm all fine with that. But some of the words that came out of his mouth was a little bit overboard. You know, and being a guy with pride, a guy with three kids and a family and things of that nature, just some things just go overboard, and that's where he took it, so. And that was it.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is obviously the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That was LeBron James talking about the altercation with he and Draymond Green the other day. Not much time left in the game when it all happened. I mean, I'll be honest, man. I don't know if I saw anything that warrants a suspension, to be quite honest with you, Jeff. And I'm not playing favorites by anybody here. If anything, LeBron happened to walk over Draymond Green, and then there was a little bit of an altercation. I don't know. And then, you know, he's saying that he called him something and said certain things to him, and we're not privy to be right there. I wish I was a little fly sitting on one of those guys' shoulders, but I'm not. And truth be told, I really didn't see much that would warrant a suspension. Did you see anything that I'm not seeing?
Well, I saw Draymond Green swinging his arms, you know, and he was lucky not to land anything, I think is what it comes down to. You know my philosophy on disciplinary action during the postseason. I think it should be tabled a little bit. Similar to what happened with Roberto Alomar in 1996. You know, he spits on the umpire at the end of the season. He's able to appeal that suspension to play in the playoffs. The Orioles advanced to the ALCS that year. And, you know, the suspension doesn't affect the postseason. It doesn't affect everything that the season's built up to. So I've never thought anybody should be suspended during the playoffs. But, you know, if they're not going to do anything about the kick on Steven Adams, they're certainly not going to do anything about the tangling up that he went through with LeBron James. It was kind of weird. It all happened in a flash. I just think that I think that Draymond Green is in LeBron James' head. And I think that when, you know, you get beyond sticks and stones and LeBron is this father of three, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think that LeBron just demands the respect that he thinks he deserves as, if not the best player in the game, at least, somebody in the top five there. And I don't think that he feels that Draymond Green pays him as the proper respect. I'm not sure if he's due that or not, but that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think it's a guy feeling like he's getting a lack of respect shown toward him. And you know what? Rightfully so, to be honest with you, on that sense from Draymond Green, because you can't fear your opponent. So I kind of I can appreciate that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not the hugest Draymond Green fan for several reasons, because seems like he gets under people's skin a little bit. But there's one thing that I am a fan of that Draymond Green does. He gives you 100% effort, man. You know what? He can almost look like, you know, he's going to get a call on him, and then maybe even getting pretty close to having himself get a technical or a flagrant foul call. But truth be told, he's out there giving max effort on every single play. Had a couple of really nice blocks. Obviously, we know he can hit the occasional three-pointer and gets big important rebounds and gets more possessions for that team. But truth be told, you cannot say anything about the effort that he brings other than it's amazing. And he's a guy that you'd like to have on your team because of that kind of effort. Yes or no?
Absolutely. He's the glue guy. He's, mm-hmm. I think that I've said it when, we've been looking at how Curry's been playing with the injuries or, perhaps just, not playing as well, trying to come back. It's one of those things that you can't recover from in the course of an NBA postseason. But you lose Draymond Green, and you're in trouble against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't care how well Curry and Thompson are shooting from beyond the arc. That Draymond Green creates a lot of what makes Curry and Thompson great.
So let me ask you this. If he does somehow, for some reason, get suspended, is that kind of like a makeup call by the NBA? Because truth be told, I really feel he should have been suspended earlier with the incident and the altercation with Steven Adams, not once, but twice, or however many times it happened between those two guys. Would this be somewhat of a makeup call, in your humble opinion?
I don't think that the NBA is consistent enough to really be self-aware to say that, not that they never admit it anyway, but no, I just think that there's no consistency. I'd be very surprised if we end up with Draymond Green being suspended just because of where we're in. I mean, we're down to the last three games of the season, possibly the last game of the season on Monday night. So I don't think that the NBA is going to interfere, though it would be great to create the narrative that, we're going to extend this series and, the NBA is a money grab and everything else. But I don't see it happening. If it does happen, I look at the Cavaliers to be extremely motivated to steal a game out there, come home, and then see what happens in Game 7.
It'd be amazing, I'll be honest with you. I was really, really hoping that they could pull out Game 4 because we all know that nobody comes back from 3-1 unless you're the Golden State Warriors and you're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. Truth be told, I do not think Cleveland will come back if Draymond Green is playing Game 5. If he doesn't play Game 5, you know what? They could win that game, but I don't know. I'm not sold on them being able to win even if Draymond isn't out there. The Splash Brothers have been looking like the Trash Brothers until Game 4. They got it together. They figured their stuff out. And truth is that all you really got to do is keep doing what you've been doing and create that space for Steph to get some shots up and Klay to get his shot off as well. They've been taking a lot of bad shots. They got a lot better looks in Game 4 than they have in the first three games. Yes or no, in your opinion?
They've gotten better looks, but it's kind of strange that, people are upset with this series because it hasn't felt competitive. I thought Game 4 was pretty competitive.
Good game.
The Cavaliers have something like a 5-point lead at halftime. They get the technical foul. They get on the board right away. They're up 8, and then it was almost like they were milking that 8-point lead for 24 minutes. It's just, to play to win and instead of playing not to lose. And I think that playing at home, that they hadn't lost yet in the playoffs, and they got into that mindset that they just had to, the possessions got weird. I still think the Cavs get this weird deer in the headlights look that forces them into situations where they have to play that one around four game and run the ISO with either Kyrie or LeBron. And that's what Golden State wants you to do. They want you to dribble into Bogut or Green or Iguodala at the rim.
I see two big problems, maybe three. Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving are not two-way players, first and foremost. Kevin Love is a defensive liability, I hate to say it. He can't guard anybody. Kyrie tries to play defense, but guys make contested shots. I mean, I've seen him play defense, and guys are just still making shots right in his eye. Kevin Love, though, can't play defense, man, and he's a huge liability. Game three was so successful without him on the floor. I know it would have been a tough call, but I feel like they would have been better off not playing Kevin Love in game four again. How about you?
I think it was a matter of managing egos on the part of Ty Lue. You know, you had to put Jefferson back out there because that's what worked for you in a big win. And then you know, then you're in this situation where you're having to split minutes between Fry and Love. And I think if you tell Kevin that, you know, to get the brain right for one more game, that it works better than trying to work him in there. And I don't think that he's why they lost game four.
You know what? Another thing here, real quick, before we take a pause for the cause. LeBron James doesn't shoot well, man, and he did shoot well back in the day when he was with Miami, but something kind of has fallen off. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to be back with John Poulter, our professor of sports on the other side. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Thompson left wide open and cans the three. Come on, Green with the deflection. Here's Thompson, finds Livingston, and the finish. Green hits a three. Thompson gets past Jefferson. Out to Green. Tries another three. Puts it in.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Carlson moves back in with the in pole. It's played around now, and it's Burns. And stop! He scores! Brent Burns has gotten the first goal of the game. Fought there by Lovejoy. He still has it and drops it around for Couture. Defended away, though, by Hornquist. Then to the back for a shot. Score! A deflection by Couture!
Chip Little play by Connor Sheary, and then the redirect from Logan Couture. No chance for Matt Murray.
And it's precisely what you have to do if you want to take Pittsburgh's speed out of the game. Force them to play against the boards. Force them to defend against the cycle and get bodies to the net.
Letanga one timer in that off a stick. It was that of Tierney. Taken along and rifled over to Malkin. Delays. Took it back off. Walked on by Bonino. And a shot. Hurried it across, now for Dillon. Shoved one around in front, and a shot, score! It's Carlson from right in front of the net. It's 3-2 in favor of the Sharks. And that one must be played at center, but burrowing along is Thornton now. Nice button hook, gave it to Pavelski, net empty. Pavelski scores!
Well, I saw you on the avenue, and as usual, you were someone.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Obviously, you could hear the hockey highlights in the background. Pittsburgh and San Jose. And San Jose is not dead yet. Won a big game on the road, and now we got ourselves maybe a little bit better series with a chance to force seven games, man. That's what I love about sports, is that opportunity to see these guys push to the brink. Let's welcome in John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you this morning?
No complaints. You know, we could complain very easily about how hot it is, but we know that it doesn't do us much good, because when we think about 120, it actually sets in and it's reality, and we may get that this week. So I'm just pushing forward. I'm talking sports. I'm loving life for the most part, but I'm loving this series because the three of us still have a chance to be right, because San Jose gets it done on the road, forcing a game six later today on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to potentially a seven-game series and for all three of us to be correct in our prediction.
Well, yeah. You have a team coming back from 3-1. I think that that's relevant to other conversations that we've had, Dorfman.
That's true, but it's also hockey, not basketball and other sports. But, John, take it away. 3-1 is not insurmountable in hockey, yes or no?
Not insurmountable at all, especially when you look at the quality of the two teams that we have playing, and the fact that so far in the 89 playoff games in this 2016 postseason NHL play, home team has won 45 games, road team has won 44. So both teams have an equal shot to win a road game and win the Stanley Cup. So I'm looking forward to a really good Game 6. For the first time in Game 5, San Jose was the first team to score, where their record is tremendously better than it is if the other team scores first. And San Jose actually played their own game for the first time in the series in Game 5. I'm not really sure why Pittsburgh had sort of startled San Jose with their speed in the first four games of the series, because in this day and age of advanced scouting and videos and analysis and all of that kind of stuff, there's no reason why San Jose should have been surprised when Pittsburgh came out gunning for them with a speed game. But it seems to have taken San Jose five games to settle into the game that they like to play. And it showed, and it was a really good game. Martin Jones was a huge difference. If they don't have Martin Jones, I think the series is over in Game 5. But I'm still looking forward to Game 6 and Game 7, and as you point out, to make all three of us look like geniuses.
You know, go ahead, Jeff, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, at the end of Game 5, we saw a little chippiness, kind of similar to what we saw in the basketball finals with LeBron James and Draymond Green, is that, you know, it gets really intense towards the end here. What was going on with Sid Crosby and a couple of the Sharks at the end of Game 5 that kind of looks like it should carry over for what, you know, the remaining games in this series?
I think it's just emotions, Jeff. I don't think it's anything other than that. Crosby has never been known as being an aggressive player. He's a quality player, one of the true skill players in the game. and one of the true gentlemen in the game. And I just think the Sharks are trying to get under his skin a little bit, and he was probably tremendously frustrated with the fact that not only did they not win the game and the Stanley Cup for their home fans, but of course now they have to get on a plane and fly 3,000 miles across country and try to win it on the road. And you certainly know that the last thing that the Penguins need or want to see happen is a Game 7. So I suspect it was mostly disappointment on Crosby's part, a lot of frustration because Martin Jones was just like a brick wall in that game, and Pittsburgh could have won that game several times over if Jones had played like a mere mortal instead of playing the way that he did.
You know, it's interesting how this series is shaken out because Pittsburgh has pretty much dominated the scoreboard in the sense of that they never really have not played without the lead except for the last game. San Jose has had to kind of gut it out, grit it out, whatever you want to call it. But how do they keep that mindset knowing that they've been trailing like in every game except for the last one, but they keep trying and battling? So their mindset has got to be, hey, let's get out and get the lead, like you said, because they're so good and dominant when they do have the lead. And let's face it, both of these teams, when they have the lead, are pretty dominant. So that first goal is so important for San Jose, yes or no?
Oh, it's huge in any game in the playoffs, Andy, specifically in the finals. And from it's the usual story that if the crowd is a part of the game, which in San Jose it's very much a part of the game, if the home team gets the first goal, there's that little bit of breathing room. It just ramps the fans up a little bit more. If Pittsburgh gets the first goal, it takes the fans right out of the game. And we saw the reverse of that in Game 5 when San Jose scored two goals fairly early in the game and went up 2-0. And what started out as a very rambunctious Pittsburgh crowd was certainly toned down an awful lot while it was 2-0. I mean, it came back to life pretty quickly with those two goals in 25 seconds that the Penguins got to tie the game at 2. And then we got the third goal for the Sharks in that first period, and that was the goal that actually ended up holding up because the last goal was, of course, into the empty net. So the crowd is a huge factor in any playoff game. We're seeing it in the NBA Finals. We see it in the World Series. We don't see it so much in the Super Bowl because that's a neutral site, but I think any time your team is playing for a championship at home, the crowd is like an extra player.
Hey, John, what does Pittsburgh need to do? I know that once you get to Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, there's not a lot of surprises. You just go out there and try to score more goals than the other team. But what kind of game does Pittsburgh have to play to not force this game to go back to Pittsburgh and see a seven games, see a game seven where anything can happen? Is there anything that Pittsburgh has to have their mindset on, any kind of approach that they can take to really make sure that they wrap this thing up on Sunday night?
Well, I think the two things, Jeff, are the things we've already kind of chatted about. One being getting the first goal to take that San Jose crowd out of the game. But the second thing is, and probably the most important thing, is they've got to go back to playing the hockey that they played in games 1-4, which was a bit of a track team approach. San Jose has got some very good players. They've got some very good mobile players. But the game that San Jose has played and sort of plowed their way through the Western Conference was very much an up-the-boards, physical type of game, crowd the net, much more than what they're seeing from Pittsburgh. So my guess would be that Pittsburgh would like to revert to the style of play, the track team approach that they used in games 1-4.
What are we going with? What do you think happens? What's the score today?
I'm going to say 3-1 San Jose. I think it's going to be fairly close.
3-1, so they're going to win tonight and force a game 7.
Oh, yeah. I can see game 7. I can see it happening. I think San Jose got a real boost of confidence with winning game 5 on the road and probably to some extent determined what their problems had been in games 1-4, trying to negate Pittsburgh's speed, and perhaps they've got it figured out, and hopefully we'll see a good close game, and I'm looking forward to a game 7 because I still think San Jose can win the series, and clearly that's the only way they can win the series now is to go to a game 7.
Hey, real quickly, we're up against it here, but The Blue Jays have started to play a little bit better, only 3.5 games back of Baltimore and the Red Sox. How you feeling about your team?
Well, I still don't think they're showing the capabilities that they should be doing. There's some real problems at the back end of the bullpen. We've seen several games frittered away at the end. The bats look like they're starting to come around, but at the end of the day, it's the back end of the bullpen that that still has to help them out.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. We all know it's a marathon. This isn't a sprint, and you know what? The other guys have gotten out a little bit quicker, but as things kind of even out, we'll see how Toronto unfolds for the rest of the season. But as always, John, really appreciate you taking time out with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Just want to touch very quickly on the sad passing of Gordie Howe on Friday.
That is true. Hey, you know what? Why don't we, instead of having you rush through this, hang over with us and let's talk about that for a moment on the other side.
I'd be happy to.
I actually kind of forgot about that. So thank you for bringing it to light. We're going to keep you for a moment so you can talk about Gordie Howe and his passing. We know how important he was for the game of hockey. So absolutely, we want you to come back with that. Hang tight. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Haven't done this yet, you can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at @DorfOnSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Continuing with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and absolutely want to give you a moment to talk about the passing of Gordie Howe and obviously his contribution to hockey and how many lives he touched and how much he meant to all of us in the sport, John.
Well, Gordie Howe was very much an icon to anybody that grew up in Canada in the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. And he's sort of a beloved figure in terms of the quality of the game. And there's two things about Gordie Howe that kind of strike you. And one is the first-class player that he was, and perhaps even more so the first-class person that he was. And passed away on Friday at the age of 88 after a brief illness. And, you know, just a few career highlights. You know, 26 seasons in the NHL, 6 in the WHA, 4 Stanley Cups, most games played in NHL history, 1,767, 6 Hart trophies as league MVP, 6 Art Ross trophies as leading scorer, 22 consecutive seasons scoring 20 or more goals. And just to give you a parallel, the current streak is 11 with Alexander Ovechkin. 20 consecutive seasons in the top 5 of NHL scorers, 21 end-of-season all-star team selections, 12 first-team, 9 second. In 1973-74, at the age of 45, after 2 years in retirement, he came out and played a full season for the Houston Aeros and scored 100 points. He played 6 seasons in pro hockey with his 2 sons. And while Wayne Gretzky scored the most NHL goals at 894, Howe's number was 801. If you count the WHA totals, Howe actually scored 975 goals compared to Gretzky's 940. So far, current hockey fans, that will kind of give you a comparison in terms of his hockey statistics. He was known as Mr. Hockey. There's no Mr. Football. There's no Mr. Basketball. And with all due respect to Bob Uecker, there's no Mr. Baseball. And, you know, if we want to look at some comparisons in football, George Blanda played until age 48, whereas Howe was 52 when he hung up his skates. But after age 40, Blanda was basically a kicker. In baseball, Jamie Moyer played till he was 51, but the best comparison in terms of a star would be Nolan Ryan, who retired at the age of 46. And in basketball, there was a player that played back in the NBA in 1947-48 at age 45, who is technically the oldest NBA player. But the best comparison in today's day and age would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he retired at the age of 42. So, you know, you look at the impact that this man had on hockey was just unbelievable. Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky, probably the two best players that we have seen in our generation, both list him as their role model and their hero. The visitation is at Joe Louis Arena on Tuesday, and the funeral is in Detroit on Wednesday. And I would encourage anybody in Michigan that is a hockey fan or even a Michigan citizen that has an opportunity to go and pay respects at the Joe on Tuesday, I think it would be a very nice send-off for probably the greatest hockey player that most of us have ever seen.
I got to say that, you know, when a guy plays into his 50s or 40s, whatever it is, and then obviously coming back to a sport where he already made his mark, there's something special about that, to be honest with you, and it shows you that this guy really played for the love of the game versus playing for money or whatever else some of these other guys do. When you're playing into your 50s, you really love something.
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to look at that and two examples of that, Andy, and it's kind of ironic that he passed away while the San Jose Sharks were playing in the Stanley Cup Final, because when the Sharks came into existence in 1991 and they unveiled their now famous teal sweaters with the shark biting a hockey stick, it was Gordie Howe that was the first guy to actually wear that sweater. He appeared at the press conference where the sweaters were announced and modeled. And, you know, in today's day and age where athletes are greedy, when the Sharks actually contacted the Howe family and asked him to participate, it was on one condition, and that would be that all that the Sharks would cover would be the expenses. There was to be no appearance fee, and I think that is just a great example of the type of humble individual that this man was. And if you want to look at playing fathers and sons, classic comparison, we've been playing, we've been watching Major League Baseball for about 140 years. And only twice has a father and son combination played in the major leagues at the same time. And I'm going to kind of discount Tim Raines Sr. and Tim Raines Jr. because Tim Raines Jr.'s career never really took off. But the only close comparison in baseball would be when the two Ken Griffeys played briefly for Seattle. I believe it was 1990. Senior was almost at the end of his career. Junior was just beginning. And in 140 years, we've seen it happen once. It was a father and one son. With Gordie Howe, it happened only once, and it was a father and two sons. And when you think of what it takes to have a two-generation hockey family or a two-generation baseball family playing at the same time, the senior has to be good enough to make the major leagues, obviously, and he has to be good enough to stay healthy and play long enough to see a son come in, and the son also has to have the talent. So it's a very unique thing that we saw with the Howes, and I think that was probably really the only reason that he came back. I met him once, an absolute gentleman, took 10 or 15 minutes to have a chat with me, and he didn't know me from Adam. And it was something that struck me. I was 18 at the time, struck me as being a very nice thing for a gentleman to do, and shook my hand and thanked me and wished me all the best as I left his seat.
Great stuff, John. Really appreciate you bringing that to our light and obviously sharing your experience with Gordie Howe with everybody as well. So really, really appreciate that, man. Good stuff.
My pleasure. He will truly be missed, one of the true gentlemen of the game, and unfortunate that he should leave us the day that the world says goodbye to Muhammad Ali. Perhaps there's something of a coincidence there as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we lost two very special people, obviously, this past week in Muhammad Ali and now, obviously, Gordie Howe. Two very, very important guys in the sports world and even more in just the real world.
Exactly.
Great stuff, John. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week,
buddy. Yeah, my pleasure as always. Take care, guys. Look forward to next week.
Hey, Jeff, you know, that kind of brings something to me. You know, we did talk about Muhammad Ali a little bit, but, you know, the funeral that went on, some of those people that were there, some of the people that spoke. I'll tell you what, man, you know, some people are complaining that 4 hours is too long. I'll be honest, man, I could have watched stuff all day long. I don't know, maybe I'm weird, maybe I'm crazy, but I just... There's something really special to me about Muhammad Ali, and I love people that stand up for something. And he had a great position. And when you have the guys that he had supporting him on his decision, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, there were many powerhouse people that were right there standing with Muhammad Ali and had his back completely about not going to fight in that war.
Not only them, but I think that over the last week, there's been a good rebuttal to, you know, because he passed away. I want to say it was a week ago, Saturday. And all these people, you know, you have all of these Vietnam vets that went over there and they fought and they came back and they said, you know, even though I did go and fight, I respect Muhammad Ali's decision. And, you know, you have these conservatives that would normally take the other side on the issue that are kind of down with what Ali did. So, you know, the send-off was cool. I mean, how cool is it to have Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, and Will Smith as pallbearers, man?
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. And for Muhammad Ali to, I mean, he pretty much handpicked all these people. It just speaks volumes about this man in general. And, you know, it's weird because, you know, I'm talking to my parents about it. And, you know, they're like, you know, we remember everything about Muhammad Ali, not just, you know, this and that. And there were some ugly moments, too. But you know, at the end of the day, they're like, you know what? This guy was such an important person in the history of our country. When you really think about it, with civil rights and just everything, and what he stood for was nonviolence. And I think it's pretty important because of his beliefs. And I think in the time we're in right now, where everybody thinks that Muslims are bad people, this shows you that they're not. Not everybody is ugly. Not everybody is dark. You know, I had an interesting Facebook conversation going on my page after the passing. And I have many friends of Muslim descent, to be honest with you. I lived with a guy who is of Muslim descent, and I've had nothing but very good experiences with Muslims. So truth be told, I know that there are a lot of good Muslims out there, and it's what it's like anybody, any single person, you know, a person with a shaved head is not always a skinhead. You know, it's like you have to really take time to get to know people instead of being a person that stereotypes and judges people without knowing them. So, and I think that's kind of my next point about Muhammad Ali. What was so special about him to me is he was afraid of nothing. He was not afraid of Parkinson's. In 96, the guy got up and was shaking like crazy, but had that torch in his hand for a special moment for the Olympics. And you know what? He wasn't afraid to let people see that he wasn't this boxer that we had seen him in his younger days. He had this disease, and he wasn't going to let it control him. I think there's something really powerful about that, Jeff. There really is.
You know, and to add on to that, I watched him throughout the first pitch of the Arizona Diamondbacks game a few years ago. And, you know, the disease does get him, but he's able to turn it on. I mean, that's kind of the thing about Ali, was that he could turn it on and be the showman, Muhammad Ali. And even in his 70s, you know, he'd be shaking and then the cameras are on him. And he's throwing jabs at the air. He's throwing, you know. I'm not sure that he threw a perfect strike, but, you know, he throws a respectable pitch, certainly more respectable than some of these first pitches that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple that I saw just this last week. I can't remember, like, they showed 50 Cent and then somebody else. Snoop Dogg, that's who it was, Snoop Dogg. Man, oh, man, were they terrible. Seriously.
That couldn't have gone worse. And, you know, he prides himself on the athleticism. You know, it's hard to believe that he would breed a guy that is a three- or four-star prospect in the Division I college football circles and for him to go out there and be that bad. But you know what? He may have been intoxicated. I think that I heard somewhere that he likes to do that from time to time.
Either that or under the influence of something else. Absolutely. But who knows, man? But in general, just two great people in our lives that passed away. Obviously, Muhammad Ali, and then Gordie Howe followed him up pretty quickly after that. And, you know, 88 years, long time to live. So nothing to be upset about there. But just really important how those guys touch so many people's lives and in the sports world and in the real world. So I think it's pretty cool. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we got one final segment in this hour, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
They say that actually, every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, you are a prize fighter. What's the difference? And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there's one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the rain and going to war in Vietnam.
Hey there.
Leisure travelers, you going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Into the stretch with Destin right on his outside. And they're into the stretch. And Destin has taken the lead in the Belmont Stakes. Stradivarius there. Governor Malibu couldn't get through on the inside. He is in traffic. Exaggerator. Here comes Lonnie on the far outside. And Creator is coming too. It is Destin in front. Creator. Lonnie on the outside. Destin and Creator. These two come down to the line together. Too close to goal. It was Creator and Destin right on the wire. And Iran Ortiz raised his whip in victory. But it is very close in the Belmont Stakes.
We did get a photo finish, Jeff. I'll tell you what, I did watch that race. I'm not like a huge race guy, but I did watch it. Interesting. And it was a true battle, to be honest with you, man. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you know what? The popularity goes down for the second and third legs of the Triple Crown, and also the recency of having a winner a year ago. It takes away from those subsequent races to the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But obviously, these four-legged athletes are pretty unbelievable in a way. And I don't know, man. I don't know much about them. But truth be told, a lot of people are into it, a lot of money, and it's a heck of a sport, to be honest with you. So that's going to do it for hour number one. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two is on the horizon. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.